The Aroundabout app is described as an exciting way to see the world. And joining me on the line to tell me more about that this morning is Mitch Hills. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What is the Aroundabout app?
The Aroundabout app is a random activity generator for tourists that don't know what they want to do while they're travelling. So, say, for example, you've never been to Brisbane before. You pick something to do, eat or drink, and we give you a limitless suggestion on things to do. So you pick one at a time, and then say, for example, you pick eat, you'll get a Japanese restaurant will come up. You can swipe left to get rid of it. You can swipe right to like it into your favourites, or you can click on the picture and look at stuff like ratings, price, location, navigation, stuff like that. So it's about helping people stop wasting time and thinking about what to do or reading about what to do and just go and do it right now.
Very impressive. How did you develop it? What was your background?
It's funny, I totally non-app related background. I actually DJ 5 nights a week.
Okay.
So that's, people often ask me that question, they say, what? So I've spent the last 3 years DJing all around Brisbane and overseas. Uh-huh. And then I was having all these app ideas, and I was saying it to my friends and family, said, oh, what about this idea? And then I had about 10 terrible ideas before I got to a good one. And then so I contacted a company called Appster, and they're based in Melbourne, and they're fantastic. And so I went to Melbourne with a different idea, and for 2 days of consulting after the first day, it totally tanked.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, I've wasted all this time. But the good thing with business is that if you hit a problem, it's actually great to solve it because you end up with a result that's better than what you originally had anyway.
Yeah, that can happen. So you came up with this idea then, and they help you through it. Hey, they help you develop it, but you must obviously put all the work or a lot of work into the subject and all the details for each of the places that people can find on the app.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the back end stuff actually comes from Google. Anything that's on Google will appear on the app. So you pay Google to have all those things featured, and so. When you're looking at the app and it's returning all these results, it's actually picking things from Google that we've filtered. So we've taken stuff like, we've taken all the good stuff like restaurants, bars, tourist attractions, nightclubs, stuff like that to put it in there.
Right.
And taken out stuff like, irrelevant stuff.
Yeah, sure. You'd still need a lot of energy to get into something like this and see it through.
Yeah, full on.
Yeah, really.
It's a very exciting industry though because... It's kind of like it's not like a conventional business where you can start small and have one thing and then try that and then build, say you're selling shoes, you build one shoe and then see how the market like that and test another one. You sort of have to go all in, which is why it's a bit of a risky industry. But, I mean, if you do it correctly, you can create something that really changes a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. Okay, so, for example, something like Brisbane, somewhere like Brisbane, eating places, places to drink, entertainment venues as well?
Yep, all that kind of stuff. So we've split it into three categories for do, eat, and drink. And within those three categories, there's, different sorts of things. Because with Google, you put in a code to return particular things you want to show up. So that's like, we've put in all the different things that are relevant to the app, stuff that you want to do when you're traveling. Or if you're just exploring your city, because there's some things that you obviously won't want to do, like there's like mechanics and stuff on there that you don't really want to go to a mechanic when you're traveling.
No, not really, no. But all the tourist attractions and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, all that stuff's in there.
Yeah.
So we've got all that stuff. This is our first product, so we want to later on we'll test the market and see what they like. But we want to put in more features like a what's on and events page and. In invitations and check-in coupons and all this sort of stuff. So there's lots of stuff that we want to build in, but for now we're just giving them the basic product, and it'll be out in about 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks as of yesterday, hopefully.
Okay. And what sort of people are you targeting? What age group?
Well, we're targeting tourists. It's more for people like probably, 20 to 50. There's a lot of people that can use this app, and even though it's for tourists, it's also great for people that just don't know what to do. It helps make up your mind for you.
Yeah, of
and,
course.
So it's really for everyone. I mean, we target particular people for marketing purposes because when you have a business, you have to target demographic. But it's, anyone can use this. I mean, you could have an 8-year-old using it, or 30-year-old, or 50-year-old, or anything.
Yeah,
that's the good thing about it. Its age group is 4+.
Right, okay. And at this stage, it's just within Australia?
Yeah, so with the Google API, the back-end stuff I was talking about earlier, that will actually work anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. except we are just launching just Australia to do kind of like a soft launch to see what people like and what they don't like and what we can add in. And then while we've got Android being developed, which is for Samsungs and stuff, then yep. we can go international. So we're going to go stuff like New York, Paris, London, Dubai, places where there's lots of tourists.
How exciting. And your original idea, you're still working on that, or is this taken over now?
No, it was a similar idea, but okay. we pivoted. So we've made a product that is a better fit. It makes more sense. It's cheaper to do. I'm glad that we changed, because looking back on it now, my original idea would have probably been very expensive and not worked out the way I would have liked it.
Right. No, things often work out for the best, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And how do we get the app?
So it's on the App Store in 2 weeks. So
okay.
That'll be for iPhone.
Yep.
So you'll just search around about, and hopefully you won't have to search it because it'll be up in the featured thing.
Wonderful. Yes.
And then Android should be done in about 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks, 3 months. So we've got that in development.
Right.
So we had some some partnerships go through, which was great, so we could fast forward the Android development, because we were thinking it might be 12 months away, but we've done something. And it's worked out quite well, so it's only 3 months away now.
Excellent. It's a great idea. The Aroundabout app, all the very best with that, Mitch, and thanks for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Take it easy.